This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
To that interview, I will say the president strongly, clearly, and has consistently denied these underlying claims, and the only person who's been inconsistent is the one making the claims.
From the White House today, that was Raj Shah saying exactly what you just heard, that the president is denying he had an affair with a porn actress star, Stormy Daniels, who was on the tube on Sunday. 20 million people tuned in to 60 Minutes to watch the interview with Anderson Cooper. And Daniels' interview came despite the $130,000 agreement that was struck days before the 2016 presidential election between Stormy Daniels and Trump's personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Daniels said she was violating her non-disclosure agreement, by the way, and risking the $1 million fine because it was very important for her to be able to defend herself. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio from Talk Media News, joins us right at the top. Bob, so this Stormy Daniels thing got a little bit bigger with the 60 Minutes interview. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, I think one potential conclusion for this that will cause the president heartburn. As far as the the 60 Minutes itself, there was part of it I think she could have done without, to be honest with you, which is the part where she turned around, she was by her car, and all of a sudden somebody appeared and insinuated they were going to kill her. And I just don't buy it. That one I don't buy. Then she was so afraid she didn't call the police, and then she took money. So that whole scenario just, I don't think, passes the smell test. However, she's made the allegation the president's denied it. I think that part of it, what she said, is believable, frankly, that they had, one encounter, and then she made it very clear it was consensual. So that in itself causes the president no heartburn, all right? But she has now amended her lawsuit, and she's calling for additional defamation by Mr. Cohen. That could cause the president heartburn because it's a federal lawsuit she's filed. If, in fact, he is compelled to be deposed, that's exactly what happened to Bill Clinton with Jennifer Flowers. When Bill Clinton, lied, it didn't matter, honestly, to the nation when he would, not tell the truth about Monica Lewinsky. But when they proved he purged himself under a deposition on the Flowers case, Jennifer Flowers, that caused perjury, like any other citizen that would commit perjury could go to jail. Well, he got impeached. So there is the heartburn for the president. If it comes down to where the president's deposed, does the president go in and give his version, and can that be disproven? In Clinton's case, it was disproven because of evidence which was addressed. In this case, does she have photos? There's the scenario that's quite fascinating, really. Will history repeat itself?
Yeah, and I'm glad you explained that to everybody listening, because that's it. It's this whole defamation thing that is so big, and what can happen specifically, because who knows? We don't know. Whatever the legal system, the jurisprudence decides, that's what could happen to them.
And having been there for the impeachment personally, which I was in the House, I can tell you that, if the president had not purged himself, there is absolutely no way that the House could have impeached him. I don't care if he lied, but the fact that he went under oath was that, that perjury fact. And then he had to, of course, eventually admit Monica Lewinsky because of the evidence on the other case. So it's very interesting. Now, the Stormy Daniels thing itself, I don't think, unless Mrs. Trump reacts in a bad way, I don't think is the end of the world for the president. It's all a legal matter. Does he get deposed or not? And and then, is he telling the truth or not?
Right, exactly. All right, so we move from that huge story, because for 60 minutes, it's 20 million people were watching it. They wanted to hear it. We move from that to then this story that might have kind of gone under the wire, and there's kind of a little pun there, so pardon that, but President Trump's Commerce Department said Monday that the 2020 census is going to include a question on citizenship, even though there's been a lot of objections. A lot of the Dems say, that's not right, that's discriminatory. What do you think?
I mean, why wouldn't they? You know, that's call just... me old-fashioned, but I kind of always believe you need to be a citizen to vote. I'm just old-fashioned, Kate.
I agree.
Right. And then, you know, the other thing is that, oh, you know, so they ask somebody, are you a citizen? We like to know that, too. So I think on the Democratic side, a lot of to-do, frankly, about nothing. If you ask the average American, is it okay to ask if you're a citizen in an American census? I think they're going to be all right with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. I agree. It makes sense to me for sure. And then how about this? The rumor mill is churning, and I've gotten this from a couple of different people, and then there was a story in The Hill today about it, talking about that Paul Ryan could be gone as the Speaker of the House. Really? You think so? I mean, I've heard that rumor before, but a long time ago, and they're saying this because of, you know, what's been going on politically speaking, what's swirling around him. What do you think with this tax reform thing?
I came into Congress with the freshman class where the speaker was beaten, Democratic speaker, you know, in Seattle, Washington. So, I mean, it can happen. It was there during an era when it did. But I do not believe Paul Ryan is going to lose his election. I'm not sure if he'll be Speaker again because of a lot of factors, you know, even if the Republicans keep the House, I'm not sure that, you know, he will remain as Speaker, but I just don't believe, looking at it on the surface, and even though a lot of his base, they're very angry at him over the omnibus bill and a few other things, I just don't believe it's enough that Paul Ryan exits his House seat. I just don't see it in the cards. I mean, there's a lot of hype to it right now. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, interesting times. There's no question about that in D.C., but you and I say that all the time, don't we?
It is. I was preparing this morning at 4:30 in the morning for news, and I went, wow. There's not enough email to send all the news.
No kidding. It's crazy. All right, Bob, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate.
Bye-bye. Coming up next, it's Hot Shots, basically some of what you might not have heard going on, rippling through this country. In other words, the conversation that you're having, and it's not just about the president and all the sordid details about what Stormy Daniels had to say, although certainly there were some details that came out. I think that he probably would rather not have had people here, or maybe he doesn't even care in the sense that how much are people paying attention. 20 million says to me that people were very curious about this. So those details, then the hot shots, we'll mix it all in, as we always do, here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney.
Is Lolita. And,
message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Hope your week is off to a fabulous start. Boy, oh boy, the Stormy Daniels interview was pretty interesting. So it's basically one night that they're talking about. And this one night and this $130, and we know all of that that's mixed in between. But the actress amends the lawsuit, which I mentioned and we just talked about there. The thing that's interesting is she talks about when she met Donald Trump and said that she wasn't attracted to him and described spanking him with a magazine that featured him on the cover. Trump's team, of course, denies the affair, and that was repeated again and again and again, and the president consistently denied the claims. So it's pretty interesting to see where this will end up. And again, it's one of those things where I think it's all about what the court says. Watchdog groups have filed complaints arguing that the payment to Daniels made 11 days before the election violated campaign finance laws that limit the size and source of donations to federal candidates. So that's where that part got very, very murky, right? And what's going on with Facebook? There's certainly some buzz over Facebook because just when Sheryl Sandberg and Mark Zuckerberg thought it was safe to come outside and play again, there's more rumors about Facebook's FTC investigation and that what's happening at Facebook, and were your numbers being traced? And how do you find out about your numbers being traced? So the stock took a thrashing on Monday after the Federal Trade Commission said that it was investigating the attorneys general for 37 states and territories, investigating the details on how Facebook monitored what app developers did with the data and whether Facebook had safeguards to keep it from being misused. So now there are people who are dumping out of Facebook. And Apple CEO Tim Cook said, I think this certain situation is so dire and has become so large that probably some well-crafted regulation is necessary. That's what he said over the weekend. So for years, Facebook has skated with not very many consequences when it's upset users over how they handle the information. Congress and other regulatory agencies have resisted the crackdown. They've resisted to crack the whip on the Silicon Valley huge company because they got 2 million users around the globe. That's a lot of info. But then came Cambridge Analytica, like the abominable snowman falls into our television laps every December. But that's a repeated pattern. This was something new. They improperly got the information on tens of thousands of Facebook users, you guys know that by now, who downloaded an unrelated psychological app data on friends without their consent. And that's the key thing. So Elon Musk, Mr. Tesla, Mr. SpaceX, Mr. Cool, Mr. Groovy, everybody wants to be his friend. He said, forget about it. He's deleting his firm's Facebook pages, already has. And boom, as soon as that was announced, shares even dropped even further because of that. But brands have pulled, Pep Boys, Sonos, others are pulling ads from Facebook. This is a disaster for Facebook. So they did skate in the clear. And now there are people wondering, what have you done with my info? I trusted you. You screwed up. Only 1 in 4 Americans trust Facebook to obey laws to protect their personal information. That's a Reuters Ipsos poll that was released this past weekend. You want to compare it to other companies? Let me give you the comparisons, because we like to measure, don't we? So if we measured Amazon, you know, Amazon Prime, we're getting our food, we're getting everything from Amazon. 66% of Americans trust that company more. Google, 62%. Microsoft, 60%. Yahoo, 40%. And think about that. They reported a pair of massive breaches in 2016. So Zuckerberg has a problem on his hand, and they're trying to figure out what they're going to do and how they're going to dance around this. And I think it's going to be pretty tough. The thing is that people are used to it. There's a thing about that consistency in your life. So it's people trying to figure out if their data was taken and how do they figure that out. And, well, I'll tell you, it's, I think this gets worse for them. Unless they can somehow figure out quickly a way to do something fast to reassure people, get more trust back. I mean, otherwise, they have tanked it, baby. And Facebook really cornered an interesting market. I know people in the speaking business who have made a killing. I mean, made a killing because of Facebook, because of the popularity of their fan pages and the opportunity to sell tickets to shows they're doing or to get more attraction to some of the speeches they're giving. And I've talked to other consumers with businesses they have and how successful they've been able to maneuver Facebook. So you wonder how that would affect the clients. I would think it would. Because if they don't want to go onto Facebook and they don't trust them to do that, give them that kind of information again, then maybe they won't. I can see ways to get around that, but maybe there will be people that will be a little bit hesitant. How's that? Since we're on the track of measuring, and I did mention Microsoft and how people trusted Microsoft more than Facebook, at least right now, it's interesting because Microsoft is making a hot run at a big number. And what is the big number? It, when you look at companies and the money, the bottom line, $1 trillion. They want to become America's first $1 trillion public company. And they definitely have people who are out there trying to come after that. But Microsoft is about $700 billion right now. That's their market value. To reach a trillion, Microsoft's stock would have to hit about 130. Will it hit 130 in the next 3 years? Morgan Stanley is out there pumping out that they think it will. I just was reading something about that in the USA Today. So you look at the cloud market, you look at how that's going to grow, and I think as that cloud market gets bigger, that probably helps them. Because they'll be able to make more off of that. And then, of course, there's the Office 365. What will they get from that? The revenue there should be pretty big, and people are used to that. So I don't think it's, you know, you got Amazon, Google, Apple, Time, others, but Microsoft stock price has tripled. And if that keeps going up for the most part, despite the PCs, I think there is a chance it could hit that. But they have to be innovative and they have to stay pertinent and they have to stay on the radar big time. It's the only way they're going to be able to achieve that. And speaking of staying on the radar, there's a thing called Dropbox for all you techies out there. At first I hated Dropbox. Now that I've kind of maneuvered around it, I like it better. I like Dropbox. But the second it was IPO'd, its market valuation shot to $800 million. Oof, $800 million. So always with these tech companies, how do they make it profitable? How do they make it work? How do they make it churn that ROI? And that's what Dropbox is working on. That's what they're talking about, the sustainability. And like I said, I didn't like Dropbox in the beginning, but now it's a way so everybody knows you can send files, share videos, all of that in one fell swoop, send somebody a link, and it's so much easier than going through some of the other hoops you have to jump through. Mailbag next on ATN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Over the last 4 years, 3 of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Pleasure to welcome to the show Karen Velke from Huntington Ingalls, Corporate Vice President of Compensation and Benefits. And what does that mean to all of you listening? Think largest U.S. military ship builder. So before we get into healthcare, because we wanted to talk about that, especially with a company as big as this, how do you become the largest shipbuilder? And who are the customers? Because I grew up not too far from a huge Navy shipyard in Philadelphia, and I was always fascinated by that. And I'm fascinated by the industry in general. But tell us about that, Karen.
So our largest customer is the Navy, of course. And we also have customers at our Mississippi shipyard that are the Coast Guard. And we also do work for some of our other divisions for the Department of Energy and the Department of Defense.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. Again, so it was like I said, growing up near the Navy shipyard, because, of course, they just commissioned a few more ships, I think, or another big ship. And I come from that background, so I've been on some of those ships. It's absolutely amazing. Let's dig into what Huntington Ingalls really began to invest in because of the breadth of the company and how big it was. And I love the fact that you invested in state-of-the-art on-site healthcare centers for employees and the dependents. So what does that do? Does it make it more accessible and affordable, I'm assuming?
Absolutely. That was really our goal. Worldwide now, we have nearly 40,000 employees. Right here in Newport News, you know, when I look out my window, we have close to 20,000 employees. And one of the things we wanted to make sure we could do is make healthcare more accessible to our employees and more affordable. In Mississippi, we have close to 10,000 employees, and we wanted to make sure that we could make healthcare affordable to them as well. So starting in 2013, we started to really look at our healthcare strategy and what that looked like for us long term. So in July of 2015, we opened our first on-site healthcare center in Mississippi, in Pascagoula, Mississippi. And in March of 2016, we opened our on-site healthcare center here in Newport News. And those are full-service medical centers designed to provide our employees and their family members with affordable, comprehensive healthcare. So they're not urgent care centers. They provide preventive healthcare visits, sick visits, on-site x-ray, comprehensive lab, physical therapy, all for $15 a visit for our employees.
So what was the main reason for doing that? What were you hoping when you first started to discuss this, the company did, and then you went for it? What were you hoping the end game was going to be? What did you hope you'd gain?
We really wanted for our employees to have better health outcomes long term. When we look at across our whole employee population, one of the things we did a lot of research, and one of the things we noticed is that there are things about our employees' health that we certainly can't affect, right? Genetics and family history account for about 30% of their health, but access to good health care and their health behaviors make up the other 70%. So as an employer, we thought, well, we can affect some of that. We can help them with those kinds of things if they have access to health care. So if we can get an employee to have, a physical once a year and start to learn some of those numbers, what are your numbers? What is your blood pressure? What is your BMI? What is your A1C? And for that matter, what does an A1C mean? Then we can start to have a conversation with employees about being healthy long term. We don't necessarily want to be in the business of just fixing people when they're sick, right? We want to keep them healthy long term. So that was really our goal, was to say, we want you to be healthy every day when you come to work. Mm. One of the things about our company is that we have really long-term employees. A lot of our employees work here for 30 or for 40 years, which is very unusual. That's not the norm in the industry. So we want to make sure that they're healthy long-term. We want to look after that aspect of their health. So that was really our goal. And obviously that brings some cost savings with it. It's much cheaper for employees and for companies if their employees are healthy long-term.
Boy, no kidding. We're speaking with Karen Velke, Huntington Ingalls Corporate VP of Compensation and Benefits. And Karen, you've been in this game for a long time. You know what I say, a long time, a couple of decades in human resources. And this is fascinating to me to listen to this, because I think there are a lot of people out there, a lot of companies that could learn from this and learn how it could really help their employees. And as you said, they stay with you for a long time. Maybe in some of these other industries, employees would stay longer. You have 38,000 people. Wow. So how have they responded to all of this?
The response has been really positive. We have about 20% of our employees in Newport News that utilize the health center, and about 37% at our Mississippi location that utilize the health center, in addition to spouses and dependents that utilize our health centers. And we have nearly 100% satisfaction rate. But I think it's important to note that our model, the model at the health centers, are very different than a traditional doctor's office. So if you go to the health center for a physical, your first visit at the health center, your appointment with your doctor will be about an hour long. You may not need the full hour, but you're going to be given about an hour to visit with that physician. So it's not an in and out, 10-minute kind of visit. It's very comprehensive. You're going to have a lot of time to talk with that doctor and tell them about your family history, your medical history. They want to know lots of information about you so they can look at your overall health and think about your overall health. Any kind of visit that you have that's about nutrition coaching, wellness coaching, is completely free to employees. There's virtually no wait times. So our waiting rooms are purposely very small. They only have maybe 10 chairs. And there's very little wait. A lot of times people think that the health centers aren't busy because there's nobody in the waiting room, but there's just no wait time.
Mm.
So it's a very different model than what people are used to. And it does take a little getting used to. I'm a little sad that I haven't gotten to read a full magazine yet, but they're very nice.
So, and as you said, it takes a little while getting used to, but then that means you've got a record, and the person has a record of what's really going on, because for a doctor to understand you, let's face it, I've got friends that are doctors and they're fantastic, but that's frustrating to them that they don't know their patients better. So I would imagine knowing the patients better has to help, and I bet it helps on the overall healthcare cost, does it?
That's right. It does. Our health centers were one part of our overall strategy. We put several other things in place. So it would be difficult to say that it's our decreased healthcare costs are all about our health centers, but we have seen a decrease in our trend. we were running anywhere from 7 to 8% year-over-year trend. We had a couple of years that were double digits. But since our health centers have been in place, our year-to-year trend is between 3 and 5% increase. So we're really happy with that.
Yeah, I bet. And I mentioned this before. You said there's other companies that, can you imagine the people listening if their company did the same thing? And I'm thinking on a, if we took just big companies like, let's say, an Amazon or a Berkshire Hathaway, et cetera, they certainly could benefit from what you know. Have you had anybody try to tap into you with that and say, hey, we got a couple questions about what we hear you're doing?
Well, you know, Amazon and Berkshire Hathaway haven't called yet, but we do have lots of companies around the state, you know, Virginia and Mississippi have called, and we're always happy to talk to them. I think one really important thing to note is that, you know, the solution has to work for the individual company, right? I mean, there are very few companies that have such a concentrated group of employees in one place. I mean, we're, you know, especially in Mississippi and Newport News, we are very concentrated with our employees. So building an on-site or near-site health center was a perfect solution for us. If you think about Amazon and how distributed their employees are all over the country and all over the globe, that may not be a great solution for a company like that. But there are so many creative opportunities in healthcare right now. There's telemedicine, there's on-site and near-site clinics, there are, you know, opportunities to coordinate with, you know, things like CVS Minute Clinics, and just, it's really all about access to healthcare. So you really have to know your employee population and know what kind of access is going to work for them. I think that's really, you know, really kind of the key to, is really knowing your employee population.
Yeah, and as you say, knowing your population, so when it comes to the healthcare and where you are now, what's next for Huntington Ingalls?
Well, we have quite a few things. We kind of never stop moving. So right now we are in the process, various stages in the process of building on-site vision centers within our health centers. We are experimenting with on-site dental at our Newport News Health Center. And even though that seems like it's just an ancillary activity, one of the things that we know is that both dental and vision exams can be very important in identifying early onset diabetes and heart conditions. And if people don't get any other kind of exam, you know, they might say, golly, I can't see very well. I'm going to go have that checked out, or I have a toothache and I'm going to have that checked out. And that can be an indicator to a much more serious disease. So we're going to put those in place and make those more convenient for people to get done. So we're doing that. We are also taking a really strong look at mental health and making that more accessible for our employees. We do believe that stress in the workplace is a real factor, and it can lead to health problems down the road. So that's a big push for us this year, making that more accessible to employees. So we're increasing our EAP presence at our health centers, as well as mental health opportunities through telemedicine.
Wow.
We also launched the – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I'm listening to all these things that you're listening. They're terrific.
We launched a financial wellness program this year because we also believe that financial stress is just another part of, you know, being healthy. And financial stress can be a huge burden on employees and their families. So we launched that earlier this year, and we have classes that help every people from every stage of their financial well-being journey, from needing to have a budget that they can balance all the way to estate planning when they're ready to retire. So we started that. But beyond that, we really are just trying to execute on the things that we put in place and make sure that we kind of keep up with the pace of what our employees need.
Yeah, wow. I could talk to you all day long about this. I want to work for you now. Karen Velke, Huntington Ingalls, Corporate VP of Compensation and Benefits. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Mail, letters, papers, and packages delivered by carrier, train, and plane, sent and delivered through post, regardless of sunshine or rains.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
Carriers delivered to home in person, letters, packages, and paper.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
And arrive
a ton of mail. It's up to my waist. Picture that, if you will. If this were physical mail, I would not be able to be on this microphone right now. I'd be buried alive in it. So let's check the mail. And checking the mail, this one from Patrick, who says, boy, oh boy, Stormy Daniels, that whole thing with her, listen, it happened a long time ago. I'm confused on the hush money thing because I don't know if it comes back to really stick to the prez. And what does she gain out of it? And she seemed like she was pretty elusive to me on that question with Anderson Cooper, who interviewed her for 60 Minutes. So I don't know. I feel like, so this is another one of those affair situations, one and done. And why is she really coming forward despite what she's saying? Well, it's interesting because the president strongly has denied the claims, of course. And what they said from the White House is the president doesn't believe any of the claims that Stormy Daniels made in the interview are accurate. And pointed to past signed statements denying the affair back up to his argument that she had been inconsistent about those claims, period, boom, end of story. So, I don't know, 20 million people watched, but what's also very, very interesting is the president's, I was just reading this before we jumped on the air, the president's approval ratings are the highest that they've been in 11 months. So, this certainly, at this point, has not affected those numbers. And it's a good question to throw out. How many people are rocked by the Stormy Daniels affair story or any of the other stories that are out there? And it seems to be the same as always, polarizing. Some yes, some no. Democrats versus Republicans versus an independent that can go in any direction. There's nothing new with where the opinion meter is swinging, let's put it that way. Nothing new. This one comes to us from Paul, who says, Kate, how about the Arizona governor saying, forget it with this whole Uber and self-driving cars? I actually think Ducey, the governor for Arizona, was smart to do that, because it seems like it's not very safe based on that woman who was crossing the street at night. Couldn't they have braked? Wasn't there a way to see that? Yeah, you know what's interesting is they rescinded. So the Arizona governor rescinded Uber's ability to test the self-driving cars in the state because of the fatal crash with the 49-year-old Elaine Herzberg was her name, and that's what she was doing. She was just crossing at night. Police say an Uber employee was in the driver's seat at the time, but it was in an autonomous driving mode, so it was going 40 miles an hour in a 45 zone, but it didn't slow down before hitting her. So a video showed this week from inside the car involved in the crash, the driver not paying attention to the road until seconds before the crash. So Uber decided to suspend testing with self-driving cars following it anyway, and the governor said, yeah, forget about it. Because that was a nightmare when that happened, is what that was. An utter nightmare. All right, this one comes to us from Amy, and Amy says, Kate, I don't know about you, but I am so ready for spring. Living in the Northeast, listening to you week after week talk about those nor'easters and all the planes that were grounded and everything else in between, shoveling snow, being out of work, having to go to the grocery store, all the other nonsense that happens when you get backed up by snow. It was fine the first time, not so fun the second time. The third and the fourth time, yeah, we're all pretty sick of it. Yeah, I don't blame you, because this has been a rough winter. And supposedly because it was a rough winter, it's going to be a rough summer, too, meaning it's going to be super, super hot. Can't we just get a little in between? Super hot, super cold, super hot, super cold. Oh, boy, oh, boy. This one is from Riley. Kate Delaney, I love your cheap movie reviews. I love listening to the trailers. I love it, love it, love it. It makes me want to at least pay attention to what's happening. I agree with you. It can be The Great Escape or The Great Big Fat Boar. And a lot of times I do what you do. I wait for the streaming. It's cheaper. It's there. And then I can read up more on the movie, listen to you, etc. But I'm really wondering what's happening to Hollywood, because every time I go to a movie, it seems like there's only 10 of us in the movie theater, if even that. Yeah, the you know, it's interesting. It's been down. Really, really down. Except for the movie The Black Panther, 200 million plus. Just, wow, crazy. But then there's been these other movies that haven't done as well. Like A Wrinkle in Time was such a big kid's book. It opened on March 9th, and I loved some of the actors in that. But it hasn't even broken the 100 million mark domestically, and it could have trouble getting there. So March has been a very slumpy month for the box office, behind last year 2.7%, something like that. The like I said, the Black Panther movie, Disney and Marvel, that's just pure genius, because that has exploded everything. But it's tough, and I think part of that reason is you have to want to go to the theater to see a big picture versus waiting for it to stream because you're not that excited about it. It's just, eh, it's okay. Eh, right? And you think about it, and the last year there were some pretty big movies. Beauty and the Beast exploded. Little girls loved it. Grandparents took them to the movies, etc. Got over 500 million. You had Logan. That series continued. 226 million, something like that. There were some really big movies that made some noise at the box office, especially in March. So nothing huge released has really helped. Steven Spielberg's Ready Player One opens this week, and it's the eve of Easter weekend. We'll see how that does. That's been getting some interesting reviews, so maybe that will help bounce the market back a little bit more as far as the movies are concerned. You got to make great movies that pull people in. This one comes to us from Judd, listening to us in New York. And Judd says, Kate, Mark Zuckerberg to me seemed always like an obnoxious, sorry, spoiled kid. Now the kid is being reined in, we hope, with what's happened with Facebook. But boy, they got away with digital murder as far as I'm concerned. And I don't blame anyone for dumping shares of Facebook because they really fell on a Monday, something like 5%. Yeah, people don't want their privacy pawed through and used for other purposes. So, of course, it tanked because of all the conversations about the Federal Trade Commission and the investigation and what kind of details they were looking for, all kinds of things, what app developers did with the data that they got, the user data, and is there anything that's a safeguard that's in place, and what keeps it from being misused? So, is it successfully rocked? I think so. I think it's really rocked. And then you haven't even touched Europe yet. What happens in Europe? I mean, Germany's justice minister said she wanted more oversight of companies like Facebook after meeting with its executives. So, you're going to have some problems there. Last week, a UK parliamentary media committee summoned Mark Zuckerberg to testify about how Facebook uses its data. And the UK Information Commissioner is looking into how Cambridge Analytica got the information in the first place. So they're not letting go, and that will hurt Facebook as well. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.